Real Talk with Bob Mars.
Hello, Sterile Processing Universe, and welcome to another episode of Real Talk with Bob Mars. Today, we're going to have a shorter version. We're going to talk about unloading the sterilizer. And if you remember, we've gone through the entire process from the time the instruments left the operating room to where we're at right now. We've already pushed the load in. We just heard the alarm. We're pulling the load out. A couple of things I want to mention about this. When you pull the load out, are you cracking your door? Are you not cracking your door? It's going to depend on your sterilizer manufacturer, but however you do that to aid in cooling your load, just make sure that you're following the manufacturer's written instructions. So now you're ready to pull that load out of your autoclave. You pull it out. Where are you going to put it? You're going to put it in an area of the department away from air conditioning and cold air vents. And also, it should be in a low traffic area, so not a lot of people moving by it, and no cold air blowing on it to impact those warm packs coming out of the autoclave. So what temperature are we trying to achieve when we cool these instruments down? We want to reach room temperature, or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. How do you know that they're that cool? Well, there are devices out there that you can use. You can use an infrared gun to shoot toward the load. It will tell you the temperature. You can also use some sort of a temperature sensing device. There are other devices out there that you can use. But ultimately, you want to make sure that your load has been cooled to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Why do we want to cool it that low? We cool the load because if we don't and we try to transfer it to any loading carts or to storage carts that are cooler temperature, we have a great opportunity for condensation to happen between the warm packaging and the cooler shelving, and then compromising the packaging of whatever device it is that we have sterilized. So we want to make sure we're doing that correctly. It's also very, very important that we do not touch any of those packs during the cooling process. You want to verify the temperature is 75, again, with one of those devices, and then touch the instruments and equipment when they have cooled the way that they should be cooled. So we want to make sure we do that. It's very important to follow all of these rules. If you touch these packaging devices before they've cooled down, your filters can wick moisture from your fingers. Your wrapped items can wick moisture from your fingers, from your skin. Your peel packs can do the same thing. So we want to make sure that everything has been properly cooled and that it's in a place of safety before we remove them from the loading carts and place them onto our carts or shelves, whatever we're doing when we put those away. So in our next episode, I'm going to dig a little bit into storage and talk about that. How do we store these devices? But before we do that, I just wanted to remind you that this is a very, very important part of the process. And it's vital that we're following the manufacturer's written instructions. It's vital that we're letting them cool. It's vital that we're placing them in an area of low traffic with no cold air conditioners, because we don't want that cold air blowing down on them and creating a terrarium type of effect. So really, really vital part. It's a short part, but a vital part of ensuring that our packaging remains safe and that our products remain sterile for our patients. That's all for now. This has been Real Talk, and I'm Bob Mars.
Is your central service or sterile processing department prepared for a regulatory survey? If you can't answer with a resounding yes, you should contact Beyond Clean. Our experts will perform a survey in your facility to help you determine your survey readiness. We can evaluate acute care, ambulatory, and dental facilities. Our team will guide you through the survey process to ensure that you are beyond ready for your next survey. And we can stay with you after the consultation, offering virtual consulting and mentorship programs to maintain the progress you have made and to continue making process improvements. Contact us today to schedule a free 30-minute initial consultation.